on the bottom, says that if a person tells a woman, iskachili b'mone, says I'm going to be mekadosh with a certain amount of money, but he gives her a mashkin. Instead of giving the money, he gives her a mashkin. So he's mischayev to her, but he gives her a mashkin. The Gemara says that it doesn't work. She's not mekudeshes. Why? Mona enkan, mashkin enkan. What does that mean? So it mentions the machlokas rishon. Ramban and the Rashba explain that the problem is, even though the mesiras hamashkin creates a hischaivus, and even if you were to create that hischaivus with a real kinyan, a kinyan sudar or shtar, it doesn't matter because you're not giving kesef to the woman. You're not giving kesef to the woman, as the Rashba explains later in the second parak. You're not being motzi from your rishus completely. You might be machnis something into her rishus, but you're not being motzi from your rishus completely because the money you haven't given her yet, and the mashkin is going to be going back to you. So because you haven't been motzi the moment from your rishus completely, that's not called nesinas kesef. That's why it's not going to work for kiddusha. The Ravid, and we said Rashi also is going with the Ravid's approach. They claim that the problem here is that a hischaivus is not even created, that the giving over of the mashkin doesn't create a hischaivus bichlau. If there's no hischaivus, so then clearly there's no kesef. It's not that there is a hischaivus created, but somehow halachically that's not viewed as an nesinas kesef, but rather there's no hischaivus created bichlau. And we explain that perhaps what that means is that you can't create a hischaivus unless there's a shibud aguf. You can't create a shibud nechasim. So the giving over the mashkin is not creating the shibud haguf itself, because it's not being given over as a kinyan. It's being given over tachas the shibud haguf, but you haven't created a shibud haguf. So if you haven't created a shibud haguf, then the shibud nechasim can't even begin. And that's why the kiddushin is not going to be chal. The Ravid himself says that because that's the logic, if you actually were to create a hischaivus with a kinyan sudah, with a kinyan shtar, then you could be makadish the isha with that hischaivus. Because once you've created that hischaivus, it is a kesef and it'll work for kiddushin. The Ramban and the Rashba say, no, it's not a problem that the hischaivus wasn't created. It's that it's not kesef anyway, because you haven't been motzi it completely from your rishus, so that's not called kesef. And the Ravid and Rashi would respond that you don't have to be motzi it from your rishus. As long as you give something new to the woman, that's enough to be called a kesef. So at the last part of the shir on Thursday, we tried to explain Tosfos. How does Tosfos fit into this rubric? We said there are two parts to the Tosfos. That on the one hand, initially, Tosfos seems to fit with the Ramban and the Rashba, because he says the kesef is not be'en. But yet later, he seems to say that Meshicha Samashkin is not going to create a hischaivus. Bein b'kiddushin, bein b'matona. Sounds like he's saying it doesn't create a hischaivus at all. First he's going with the Ramban and the Rashba, but then he seems to be going with the Ravid. So what's going on? So the Karban Asanel picked on the first part of Tosfos. He said Tosfos goes like the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh, like the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Ikar is that it's not Be'en, that you're not completely motzi from your Rishus, that even though the Hischaivus is created, it's not called Kesef. Now Yeshua says, no, what the Tosis really means is that the Ikar, the Hischaivus isn't created. The reason why it's not Kesef is because there's no Hischaivus created yet. Meshicha Samashka doesn't create a Hischaivus. So why does Tosis have to mention that the Kesef is not Be'en? There's no need to say that. It's not a kesef because there's no hischaivus bechal, there's no shibud aguf. You're not giving her anything, so what's the shaila? So up to Pnei Yeshua, what Tosis is adding is that even if you were to create the hischaivus with a kinyan, filum timsiloma, that you'll make a kinyan sudah, you'll have a shtar, and you'll create a hischaivus because you'll be doing a kinyan, it still won't work for kiddushin. Because the kesef is not be'en, meaning you're not really giving something over to her. You're not motzi from your rishus completely. If you're not giving something over to her completely, then it's not going to be kesef. So he's really saying both things. The ikar is really like the Ravid. The Iker is that the Meshicha Samashkin doesn't create a Hischaivus. He throws it in the beginning that the Kesef is not Be'en, just to explain that even if you were to create the Hischaivus with a Shtar or with Kinyan Sudar, it's still not going to work because it's not called Kesef, since you're not Motzi from your Rishus completely. Now this is Tosfos. There's one section of Tosfos that we still have to deal with. And that's his Kasha from the Gemara in Bav Metzia. So on the backdrop of what we said of the Pnei Yeshua, so we have to look at the final part of Tosfos. The Tema says Tosfos mehoda amar basoches umnim gabi asoches apol lemahalos pishnam chol davar shehu avud makom shen sham adam v'chazu bahen socher lein umatan. What's he talking about? So the Mishnah in Hasoches umnim has this case. Let's say a person is soches apol, soches achamor. It's not a direct quotation of the Mishnah. Socher achamor. Chamor, not chamor, but chamor, meaning the donkey driver, right? The poel. So if someone is socher, a poel of some sort, and then he wants to back out, the poel wants to back out. So says the Mishnah that if it's a davar ha'oved, if it's something that you stand to lose, so then socher alein o matan, you can either hire workers instead of them, meaning you don't have to pay them their wages, you hire workers instead of them. Or matan, you can fool them into working for you. You tell them that you're going to give them more. You give them more, and then you don't have to give them any more. Right? Since they were makabel to work for you, and it's something that you stand to be mafsid if they don't work for you, so then you can fool them into working for you. These are the two options. Basically, you can ensure that the work gets done at the detriment of these workers. Right? Either you're going to be socher alein, you're going to hire other people with the money that you would pay the schirus, or you're going to be matans. The problem is, what does it mean that you can be socher aleins? That's what the Gemara kicks in. The problem is that the Braisa says you can be socher alein at Arba Mechamishim Suz, and Rav Nachman says that you can be socher alein ad kedei scharan. It's dochastira. Let's say they're supposed to be making tenzus. So can I be socher alein only until tenzus, or can I be socher alein much more than that? In the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, kan shabos chavila liyodo. That the case where you can be sochale and ad arboim v'chamishim is where the chavila came into the hands of the balabais. What does that mean? So Rashi there explains, the chavila means the clay umnis, that there's a chavila, there's some kind of a bundle of tools that the poalim put in the house of the balabais. So if they have that chavila biyodom, the balabais has the chavila biyodom, it's like a mashkin. If it's like a mashkin, so then you can be socher lein even more than the schar of the workers. You can be socher lein ad kedei the chavila, ad kedei the mashkin, as much as the mashkin is. That's what the Gemara says. So ask Tosfos, how does that work? It's basically a situation where the socher is chayev to work for the balabais. What you're telling me is that he gave a mashkin too. That he's mischayev himself to work for the balabais, and he gave a mashkin also. So it sounds like the hischayev is hischal through the mashkin. But from our Gemara, you see that mana ain't kan mashkin ain't kan. That his chayvus with Mashiach HaSamashkin is not a his chayvus. It doesn't create, it's not called kesef for kiddushin. So why for schiras polim? Is it considered kesef? The hashtag fractus is kibas chavila biyado may havi, ha mana ain't kan mashkin ain't kan. What does chavila biyado do? The reality is the workers have been mischayev to pay the bala, the workers have been mischayev to work for the balabais. Okay, so they gave over the mashkin, but the mashkin is not koni for the balabais. So how is the hischayev going to be chal? Well, through the mashkin, now the mischayev to work, and now they have to, the balabais is able to be gover. What does that mean? Yeshlomer says tois is lo dummy. It's not similar to our case in kedushin. Why? The hasam garmelo hefsi. The poalim caused the hefsi to the balabais. The old shena chavila b'teres mashkin ela kenuyelo liskar poalim. It's not really a mashkin, but the chavila is koni to the balabais in order to be socher polim if the polim are chozevahim. Two terutzim of Tosfos. What is Tosfos saying? That case is different because the socherim are causing a hefsa to the balabais, so therefore they're chayef to pay. Why should they be chayef to pay? I thought you just said, if mana ain't kan mashkin ain't kan, so then there's no hischayvus that's created. You can't create a shibin achasim without a shibin aguf, so nothing happened. Now, didn't Tosis just tell us the pshat that the Pnei Yeshua has in Tosis is that the ikar is that you can't create a shibud aguf without a shibud achasim? The ikar is like the ravid, can't create a shibud aguf without a shibud achasim. So what happened over here? The sochem are mishabed gufam to work for the balabayis, and they also give the chavila biyado. So now there's a mashkin as well. Asma, right? There is no shibud aguf created through the giving over of the mashkin. Because you didn't have a Shibud Aguf beforehand. I thought we said Shibud Nechasim is only Chal. If you had a Shibud Aguf, so then the Shibud Nechasim can be the Ori for the Shibud Aguf. But how does that work over here? How is the Chavila going to accomplish anything? If Mona Enkan Mashkin Enkan tells me that there can't be Kiddushin with the Hischaivus and the giving over the Mashkin, so then my serious problem as well. What is Tosis saying? Because the Sochem caused the Hefzit to the Balmais, come out, it's different. Well, because the chavila is not koni v'taras mashkin, it's rather kenuyelo liskar polim, tell me it's going to be different. What's pshat? So the Ritva in Bav Metzia also has both answers of Tosis, but he fleshes it out a little bit. This is in packet 19. The writ for the last Ma'ar Mokum in the packet, it says like this. The lekala meimah b'hai chavila ma'idamin ha'gopakta kirushin ma'nenka mashken enkan. There's no comparison between chavila and our case of mashken. The asamu shalon eschaivu b'mona kodim nesinas ha'mashken. There, there was no shibud ha'gop before the shibud nechasim, before the nesinas ha'mashken. They mashken mishtabit ala b'chi of kodim. There's no shibud nechasim, the mashken can't be mishtabit unless there's a shibud ha'gop nekodim. Exactly what the Ravid says. So up the Ritva, what's the Yisod over here? What's the Yisod of Tosfos? He's basically saying the same as Tosfos. It's not that the Gore, it's not just that the Gore mehefsed to the Balabais. It's that there are two stages to this situation. There's a Shas Chirus, and then there's the Shas Chazara. Is the moment when they actually are so, are accepting the Schiris Polim from the Balabais, and then there's the moment where they're Chozer Bohem. When is the Shibud HaGuf created? So I just asked that, how can you have a Shibud HaChosim if the Shibud HaGuf didn't exist before the Shibud HaChosim? Zok the Ritva, the Shibud HaGuf did exist before the Shibud HaChosim. When did the Shibud HaGuf come into existence? Mishas Schirus. When they hired themselves out to the Balabayas, they were mishtabed then to pay for a hefsid. If they back out and they cause a hefsid to the Balabayas, they're mishtabed mishas chiris to pay for that hefsid. So the Shibud HaGuf was chal right then and there. The Shibud HaGuf was chal right then and there. When was the Shibud Nechasim chal? When did they give the chavila to the Balabayas? They gave the chavila mishas chiris. But the Shibud Nechasim wasn't chal mishas chiris. When was the Shibud Nechasim chal? When they back out. When they back out, it becomes a mashkin, right? It becomes a mashkin for the chiyuv. But the Shibud HaChosim didn't take place b'shas schirus. They're not really chayiv then. They're only chayiv to pay. They're only chayiv to pay if they actually back out. So the Shibud HaGuf really was chal before the Shibud HaChosim zok the Ritva. It's not that the Shibud HaGuf wasn't, it was chal, the Shibud HaGuf was chal b'shas schirus. The Shibud HaChosim is only going to be chal when they're chayiv. The chiyuv kicks in if they're chozer bohem. Oh, so that's really a case where the Shibud HaGuf occurred before the Shibud HaChosim, so then the Shibud will occur. Our case is where the Shibud HaGuf didn't occur before the Shibud HaChosim. You give them, you want to be mischayiv. There was no Shibud HaGuf beforehand. At the moment that you want to be mischayiv, you're giving them ashken. So since at the moment you want to be Mishchayv, you're giving them Ashken, there was no point in time where the Shibud HaGuf was Chal beforehand. That's why the Shibud HaChosim is not going to kick in. Zok the Ritva, in the case in Bav Metzia, the Shibud HaGuf did occur beforehand. Because they were Mishabed themselves, B'shas Schirus, that in the event that they will back out and they cause a hefset to the Balabais, they will pay. But the Shibud HaChosim, I think he's assuming the Shibud HaChosim is only going to kick in B'shas Chazara when they actually back out. So therefore, the Shibud HaChosim is going to be chal. Is going to be chal later, and that Shibud HaChosim can be chal because the Shibud HaGuf from the beginning. For Od says the Ritva, the Hachalab b'teres mashkim yahavilei elashik nula begufa shel chavila kadei damea me'achshav im yachzru b'hem b'davar ha'aved. The other way to look at it is that it's not mashkim mechlal; it's that they're makne the chavila to the balabais. They're makne the chavila to the balabais in the event that they back out, that he should be able to hire workers in their stead. So that's the case. It's not a mashkin. There's no comparison to Agimar. Right here, if they're makna the chavila to the balabais, they should be able to hire other workers. So of course, it's not Shibud HaGuf and Shibud HaChosim. It's a mamash a kinyan. It's not a mashkin. There's a kinyan in the chavila. So if the balabais is a kinyan in the chavila, then obviously you can use it to hire other workers. Okay, so these are the two answers that the Ritva and Bava Metzia give, and L'chora, that's what Tosis and Asugi meant. That here the Shibud HaGuf came beforehand. There's a Shibud HaGuf that if they cause a hefse, they mishabed gufam to pay the balabais. So therefore, the Shibud HaChosim of the mashkin is going to be able to be chal, because the Shibud HaChosim actually kicks in when they are mischayef, right? When the chazara occurs. But the Shibud HaGuf occurred from before, and it occurred b'shash tzchirus. So that's why the Shibud HaChosim can kick in, because it was preceded by a chi of kodem. It was preceded by the Shibud HaGuf that occurred from the very beginning. The Tosus now finishes off with the case of shiduchim. He applies what he said about Bav Mitzir. Kshirigilin, laso shiduchim, tzorek lizor, b'davayofa, shiyomer, harayani, makna lecha, kach v'kach, b'guf ha-chefetz. the person makes shiduchim, it used to be that they would be makabel kinyan, the makabel some kind of hischaivus. That's the tnoim that we do. We do the tnoim at the time of the kiddushin. So the tnoim are a good example. They're a good vehicle to give people kibudim, but they're not so meaningful. Not so serious. They're not so serious because basically it's obvious that they're going to the chuppah. They used to sign tnoim months before. Some Hasidic communities, they still do that. So then they're meaningful because they're makabel that if they back out, then they're going to pay whatever money. They're going to pay a knas. So it says to us, when they make shiduchim, you got to be careful to be mischayev properly. So you have to be mischayev v'davi yofeh to say, harani makna lecha kach v'kach v'guf ha-chayfetz. You got to be makna v'guf ha-chayfetz. The im omar im echzor bi etem lecha kach v'kach. If they're mischayev, that in the event of chazorah, I'm going to give you something. I'm mischayev in the event of chazorah, v'he lecha mashkin, and I'll give you a mashkin. On that hischayvos, mona enkan mashkin enkan. Says Tosis, you got the same problem as our Gemara. You're not giving the money yet. The mashkin is supposed to come back, so there's nothing that's been chal. The shibur aguf is not chal unless you chozibo. The mashkin is not gonna is not serious, so then there's nothing that's been chal. So what do you have to do? Says Tosis, you got to be makna beguf hachayfetz. What does he mean by being makna beguf hachayfetz? That's the second teretz that he just gave. If you mark the gufa chayfetz, you're giving that over to the second party. So you're basically saying that in the event that I back out, you get the gufa chayfetz. A makna to you in the gufa chayfetz that you're able to keep that gufa chayfetz. It's not a mashkin. It's not a mashkin. I'm being makna you the chayfetz. So he's being makna the chayfetz. That's a kinyan gomer. It's not just a mashkin. So that's going to be chal. The shema says tosus b'shiduchin. Maybe you don't need to be makna beguf hachayfetz. Why? By shiduchin, the din of mona enka mashkin enkan doesn't apply. Lama? Kevin shekesheha echa mehen choze bo hasheni misbayish badover. Since when one party is choze, the other party is misbayish. So then, the klal of mona enka mashkin enkan doesn't apply. What's Tosa saying? The other party is misbayish. If the first party backs out, so what? But no ischayvus has been chal. He's not kohen in the guf ha-chayfetz. If no ischayvus has been chal, so what's the... How's that going to work? What's he saying? Yeah?
That would basically be like a hefset.
A hefset, exactly, Noah. That's the first tense. He's saying, since there's a busha here, so we have to interpret that when they're mischayev, what they're really doing is they're mischayev now. The inyan zed, that if they back out and they cause the busha, they cause a hefset, they'll be chayev to pay for that job. So the Shibur Aguf is actually Chal now. If the Shibur Aguf is Chal now, so then the Shibur Nechosim, the Mashkin that they give, the Shibur Nechosim, will be able to be Chal later. Since there was a Shibur Aguf that's Chal B'tchila, so then the Shibur Nechosim is able to kick in. The whole reason why Shibur Nechosim of the Mashkin doesn't kick in is because they didn't have a Shibur Aguf B'tchila, but if they have a Shibur Aguf B'tchila, then the Shibur Nechosim can kick in. The Tosus basically says that the same answers that we have for the Schiris Poldim we can use for Shiduchim. Either to be kone in the guf ha-chayfetz, or maybe that's not necessary because the makabel his chayvus now. L'inyan said that if they're chozebo and they've caused the hefset, so then they'll be chayv to pay. So if the shibur ha-guf was chal now, so then the shibur nechozem can be chal on top of the shibur ha-guf. Okay, this is tosis. Questions? Yeah.
This also would say that there are two options, that the first option is either there's an exception to the rule of money and time, and then the second option is, or we can say that this isn't considered a halach mashkon, and therefore it's not problematic.
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying that the problem of mana enka mashkin enkan only applies if the shibur aguf wasn't chal metchila. So if you can engineer a situation where the mischayev metchila le'inyan zeh, that if they cause a hefsid later, they'll be chayev to pay, so then the Shibur Aguf has been Chal B'tchila, so what's Chal B'tchila? Then there's no problem. Or, it might not be Mashkin at all. It's not Mashkin at all, so then there's no issue with Chal. Okay, let's go weiter. So the Gemara on Daf Ches says that if the Baal tells the woman, it's Gashli B'mona, and then he niach Mashkin Olea, Mona Eka Mashkin Eka. So in fact, the Gemara Ches in the Bay is, Eis V'Rava L'Rav Nachman, Kitsha B'Mashkin M'Kudashas. So Rava asks, the Bryce that tells us Kitsha B'Mashkin works. You just told me, Rav Nachman, Kitshav Mashkin doesn't work, and yet the Brisa says Kitshav Mashkin is Mekudeshes. Zot the Gemara Hasan b'mashkan d'achayrim u'kidir Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak minayin l'balchov shekona mashkan shnemer l'chati etzdoka imenu kol etzdoka minayin mikan l'balchov shekona mashkan. Rava asks, how can kitchen b'mashkan be mekudashes? Zot the Gemara b'mashkan d'achayrim u'kidir Rabbi Yitzchak. That since balchov kona mashkan, if you're mekadesh b'mashkan d'achayrim, which means that the Baal is owed money from Acherim. Reuven owes money to the Baal, and now the Baal is going to be Mekadesh B'mashkan D'Acherim, this woman, this Isha. That works because Balchov Kona Mashkin. Since Balchov Kona Mashkin, the Baal has been Kona the Mashkin from the third party, so therefore he's able to be Mekadesh the Isha with that Mashkin. Adkan. Wow, there's a lot here. What is the Gemara saying? What is the case of Kidsha B'mashkin? What's the answer that Kidsha B'mashkin, Mashkin D'Achayim is different? What does Balchov Kona Mashkin mean? So many questions that we have to answer. So let's look at Rashi. Let's see how Rashi explains. B'mashkin D'Achayim, Shehoye B'yado, V'kidsha B'chov Sheyesh Lo Olav, Hilkach Mekudeshes, Shehamashkin Atzmoy Kone Lo. Mashkin Atzmoy Kone Lo, Kidir Rabbi Yitzchak, Balchov Kona Mashkin. So therefore, in a case where there's a mashkin d'acherim shohay b'yado, the Baal has this mashkin, v'kitcha b'chov sheyesh lo olav, the woman is going to be mekudeshes. What is he mekadesh the woman with? What do you think? What's he being mekadesh the woman with according to Rashi? Naftali. The chov. Look at Rashi. Lashon of Rashi is v'kitcha b'chov sheyesh lo olav. He's really being mekadesh with the chov that Levi, right, that the third party owes the Baal. What's interesting about that?
Not the Mashkin itself.
Not the Mashkin itself. Why would you think it should be the Mashkin itself, no?
That's in the case. We're talking about the Mashkin.
How do you know?
That's
the Lashon of the Brice, exactly. The Makna is medayed from the Lashon of the Brice, so that it sounds like he's Mekadesh with the Mashkin. Kidsha b'Mashkin Mekudeshes. Rashi engineers a different case over here that it is involving a mashkin, but it's kitcha b'chov, sheyesh lo olav mashkin. So who says we're really talking about being mekadesh with the mashkin? That's the Rashba. Right? The Rashba interprets the Gemara kepshuto, like the Makna seem to think, right? Chasim b'mashkin d'achem, says the Rashba. Af agav de gufo eino konei lo mamish, even though the gufa mashkin isn't konei to the Baal. What does that mean? It's the gufo is not koneh. Balchov koneh mashkin. Yitzchak, no? Balchov koneh mashkin. What does it mean the gufa mashkin isn't koneh lo? What does that mean? What does that mean? A new hand. The gufa mashkin isn't koneh. Isaac.
Kevi
Makdash,
you can't sell it.
You can't use it. You can't even use it, right? The Balchov can't use the mashkin. Even if you say Balchov koneh mashkin, he's not allowed to use it. It's gezel for him to use it. A very strange din. Balchov Kona Mashkin, we're going to say, is it's Ke'ilu, it's Konei to him, it's as if he's owning it, but it's just a Ke'ilu. He's not allowed to use the object, and he's not allowed to be Makdashit, he can't be Mocharit. He doesn't have Bailus, he has a Episa Miktsas Kinyan in it. It's a Shtikla Kin, right? A little Kin, but not really. It's like a legal fiction here. It's interesting. Avagav de gufa and konei lo mamish v'yakdish malveh zovin malveh lo avad klum zov de rashba, you can't be makdashit, you can't be mocher mikol mokom le'inyin kedushin kevin sheyesh lo bo miktas kinyin me'achshav le'inyin shvius. Since he has a miktas kinyin in the mashkin le'inyin shvius, what does it mean le'inyin shvius? Yeah, Ben?
The Gemara
in Bar Mitzvah, okay, yeah.
Right, that is considered ikona for Shvius, so that if the Malva has it during Shvius, it would automatically become Shvita.
What does it mean it automatically becomes Shvita? The Gemara Gittin says, normally we assume that chovos are cancelled in Shvita, right? If you're Malva ala Mashkin, so then the chov is not going to be cancelled, right? The chov is not going to be cancelled. Why is it not going to be cancelled if there's a Mashkin on that chov? Normally we assume if you write a prusbel, that's like giving the shtoros to Bezdin. It's like giving the chovus to Bezdin. If it's not a private chov, then Shvius is not going to be meshamek such a chov. But what's this idea that if there's a mashkin on the chov, even if you don't give it to Bezdin, so then Shmita is not going to be meshamek? What kind of idea is that? So Rashi and Gittin says that it's kegovoy domi. Malva al hamashkon, since the Bal Chov has a mashkon, it's kegovei dami. If it's kegovei dami, that's not like a real chov. It's not govei mamish yet, but it's kegovei dami. This whole sugi is ki. That's the key letter over here. It's keilu. It's like he's koni b'miktus. It's kegovei dami. So then we don't look at it as though it's a chov, and then shviyas is not going to be mishamit. Koni lo b'miktus. Linyan shviyas. So linyan sheno nasa metalt l'netzel bonav. That's the gemara about mitzia, that the malva has to give back the mashkin. That if it's a mashkin that the lova needs to sleep with, or he needs it by day, so then he has to give it back for the time that the lova needs it, and then he can take it back. Right? He can force him to give it back. He can't go into his house, right? You're not allowed to enter into the house, but you have to wait on the outside, and the lova is supposed to give it back to him. But if he doesn't have what to sleep with, he doesn't have a pillow to sleep with, he doesn't have his pajamas, right? Or he doesn't have a shirt to wear, so then you have to give it back to him. You give back the pillow at night, you give back the shirt by day. But the mashkin is koni to the malva, le'inyan said that it shouldn't become a tatlan etzel bonav, that if the lova passes away after you gave it back to the lova, so then his children can't take the mashkin. They have to give it back to the lova. They have to give it back to the malva, right? Because it's koni to the malva, the miktsas. Rashba haskadesh is supposed to. Then it's kididei. Kididei. Remember Rashi, right? The lashon of Rashi there? Kididei. It's not didei mamish, it's kididei. It's like his, because it's koni lo b'miktsas. Linyan zed, that it's not going to be mishtamet b'shmita. Linyan zed, that it's not metablamet sabonav. Since it's koni lo b'miktsas, even though he can't be makdish, he can't be mocher, but he can be mekadesh and isha with it. What is the Rashba saying over here? What's the key word? Havale kididei le'inyan kiddushin umiskadeshes bo. What does the bo mean? What's he being mekadesh with? The mashkin, not the chov, clearly. Rashba's learning he's being mekadesh with the mashkin, not with the chov, against Rashi. And that's what the Rambam says as well. You read the Rambam carefully. The Rambam Rambam in Hilchos Perkei Halacha Chof Gimel. Ha'omel ish eskachli b'dinah v'areze ha'mashkin b'yodei ha'cha'etin ha'diner ein ha'mekudash eslo. B'fi shalom higia ha'diner li'yodo v'lo ha'mashkin nosan li'o shalo. That's the regular case of monen ka'mashkin enka. He hasn't given her anything. He didn't give the diner that it should be b'yodei. He didn't give the mashkin that it should be shalo. Just as a guarantee for the chof. Dr. Rambam, Hoya biyado mashkin al chov sheyesh lo etzlacherim v'kiddush bo isha, avo bishenu shalo, harezu mekudeshes. But if he has a mashkin on a chov sheyesh lo etzlacherim, v'kiddush bo isha, and he was mekadesh the woman with it, sounds like he's being mekadesh with the mashkin. Because the subject of the sentence of the Rambam is the mashkin, right? Hoya biyado mashkin al chov. He is the mashkin. He's mekadesh bo isha. Avo bishenu shalo harizu mekudeshes levisha bal chov. Yesh lo miktsas kinyan begufo shel mashkin. The Rambam concedes that the bal chov is not kona the mashkin legamri, but the bal chov is a miktsas kinyan begufo shel mashkin, and that's why he's able to be mekadesh the woman with the mashkin. So both the Rashba and the Rambam assume that the kiddushin over here is taking place with the mashkin itself. Not the chov, but with the mashkin. The difference is that if you hope a chov kon a mashkin, so then he is giving something to the isha. What's he giving to the isha? If the problem of mona enka mashkin enkan means that he's not giving anything to the woman, why? As the Rashba explains, he might be giving something new, but he's not motzi from his rishus legamri. That's the problem. And that's what the Rashba said in the second parent. That he's machnes lirshusa, but he's not motzi mirshusa legamri, because he hasn't given her the mana, and the mashkin's going to come back to him. So if he's mekadesh b'mashkin d'acherim, then he is motzi mirshusa legamri, because whatever zchus he had in the mashkin, he's giving to the woman. He's giving her the zchus of the mashkin, and he's motzi it from his rishus completely. Whatever miktas kinyan he had in the mashkin, he's motzi it from his rishus legamri, so that's called kasaf. He's really giving her something. As opposed to his own mashkin that he's expecting to get back, he hasn't been motzi the mashkin from his rishus legamri because he's expecting to get it back. When he pays the mona, a mashkin d'acherim, he's not expecting to get back. He can't get back. either the other people will get it back or the woman gets it. So he's motzi whatever zchus he had in the mashkin completely to the woman. That's called kesev, and that's why she's going to be mekudeshes. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that he's mekadesh b'chov. Mekadesh with the chov. Why did Rashi feel compelled to say that he has to be mekadesh with the chov and not with the mashkin? What do you think? B'chov konem mashkin? Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. B'chov konem mashkin. What's Rashi assuming that it has to be mekadesh b'chov? He felt compelled. It's not the pashup shot in the braisa, zok the makna, right? Kitcha b'mashkin da'acherim. Kitcha b'mashkin mekudeshas. Rashi feels compelled to say that he's not mekadesh with the mashkin itself, but with the chov. Why? Ben? Back up? Okay, yeah, question?
Can we say that he's just saying, like, the Ron on Milva de'acherim?
The what?
Meaning, the Ron Milva de'acherim is that you're being mekadesh her with the Milva de'acherim, but what you're really being mekadesh with is the Hana'a of the Milva de'acherim, and that's why it works. So to hear, you're being mekadesh her with the Chov of the de'acherim, but you're really being mekadesh her on the Mashkon, or the Hana'a of the Mashkon, and that's why it works.
So he's not really being mekadesh with the chov, but he's really his das is on the mashkin.
Right.
Yeah, but if his das is on the mashkin, Rashi should have said his das is on the mashkin. It's mamish, not there. It's not in the words of Rashi. It says kitcha b'chov. Since the kevan shamashkin atzma koni la, he can be mekadesh with the chov. So there are two things that we have to understand here. Why did Rashi want to say he was mekadesh with the chov? And once Rashi says he's Mekadesh with the Chov, what does he need the fact that there's a Mashkin here, Bechlal? Mekadesh with the Chov, he's giving, look, if Mekadesh b'milva d'acherim is Mekudesha, so this is milva d'acherim. Why did the Brice have to say that Kidsha b'mashkin Mekudeshes? You don't need a Mashkin. It's a milva d'acherim. Something was bothering Rashi over here. Something was bothering Rashi. We need b'chov kon Mashkin, and yet Rashi felt that he's being Mekadesh with the Chov. So first of all, why did he feel compelled to say he's Mekadesh with the Chov and not with the Mashkin? What do you think? Yes, Naftali.
It's not a Kinyan Gemara.
No. Oh, good. Maybe Rashi feels that since B'chov Kona Mashkin is not a Kinyan Gemara, that's not enough to be Mekadesh Shanisha with. It's not a Kinyan Gemara. Yeah, it's a Schus. It's a Schus in the Mashkin. The Inyan said that it's easier to be go over the Chov. It's a guarantee for the Chov. But is that really giving her something? It's not Konei Legamri to the Baal Chov. So if he has a mashkin from Achaim that now he's going to give over to the woman, but it's not Koni Lagamri, so what's he giving her? The other Rishonim assume that, yes, he is giving her something. There's a schus in the mashkin, the inyan, the chov, so to speak, right? It's Koni B'miktsas, and he has a schus through the mashkin to be go over the chov, that is considered giving something to the woman. So that's the machlokas, right? Whether giving the mashkin that has in it a schus to be go over the chov, and it's konei b'miktsas to the Baal Chov, is that considered giving the woman something? Is it not considered giving the woman something? Rashi seems to assume that if it's konei b'miktsas, it's only konei b'miktsas, even though it gives her the zchus to be go over the Chov, that's not called giving her a davar chadash. It's not called giving her a kesef. It's not called giving her a kesef. So to be mekayish with the mashkin is not going to work. But to be mekadesh with the chov, so then you are giving her a davar chadash. To be mekadesh with the chov means you be mekadesh with the zchus gvia. The zchus gvia. Zchus gvia, you're giving up. You had a zchus gvia, and now she gets a zchus gvia. The mashkin? Mashkin is not koni to you lagamri anyway. So the mashkin is not koni to you completely, then you can't give that over to the woman either. Josh?
I mean, if we're saying that Rashi did,
according to everyone, there's no Kinyan Gomer. Yeah, according to everyone, there's no Kinyan Gomer. But Rashi says, because there's no Kinyan Gomer, you can't be Mekadesh with that Mashkin. The other Rishonim say, no, but the Kinyan B'miktsas is enough. Kinyan B'miktsas is enough to say that you're going to be Mekadesh with the Mashkin. That's what they're arguing about. Zach?
Rashi, at the end, often mentions that the Mekadesh with the Chov says, Sha'amashkon atzmo kanoila. That doesn't mean
Lagamri. No,
it's not. It's not because he has the whole thing, he is able to use it for the Kedushin.
Everyone says that it's only B'miktsas because he can't use it. He can't use the Mashkin. You're not allowed to actually use the Mashkin. Right? The Mashkin is a coat. You can't wear the coat. You can hold the Mashkin, but you're not allowed to use it. It's not yours.
But the reason he gives in order to say that you are able to do this form of Kedushin, he says the reason is because you have a kinyan on the mashkin. So
it's not Rashi's fault, it's a gemara. B'chov kon mashkin. Now Rashi has to use Bal Chalkan HaMashmah. We're going to have to understand what that means. What does Rashi mean by saying that it's Kone Lo? He still can only mean B'miktsas. Even though Rashi doesn't, it would be nice if Rashi would say B'miktsas. I'm not suggesting that you add it to the text of Rashi, but that's what he means. It can't be Lagamri. There's a reason why he's mentioning that. But before we get there, Rashi assumes that you can only be Mekadesh B'chov because a Kenya B'miktsas is not enough to be giving something to the woman. Jacob.
According to what we're explaining Rashi now, Mashkin would never work for Kedushin because there's no Kenya.
Mashkin by itself doesn't work for Kedushin, right? If Kidsha B'mashkin, Kidsha B'mashkin means you're being Mekadesh with the Chov, but you're giving over the Mashkin. The Mashkin is accomplishing something, which I'm going to describe in a moment. Mashkin is accomplishing something, but you're really being Mekadesh with the Chov, not with the Mashkin. Naftali, and then we'll move on.
And that was sort of my question. According to the Rashi and the Rambam, what is this thing that they're really getting over? I understand it's ki'ilu today, right? It's as if it's his, but what, at the end of the day, the ikar is the Chov, because they're doing it b'shas halva, and that's the Rashi says. B'shas halva.
The Mashkin itself was given b'shas halva.
Right, but that's, if they give a shas halva, so we're saying that the case is that theoretically the person could pull out the mashkon. If the lova, if you want to take the mashkon back, can you take it back?
He could take it back only if he pays. And once you give the mashkon, so then he's mechuyev to keep it there until he actually pays the chov, right? Doesn't he have to? That's the whole point of the mashkon. If he can take it back, so then what's the value of the mashkon? How is he guaranteeing the loan? Sorry? Not according to Rashi. Which Rashi? What do you mean?
Rashi says it's just Dvar Ba'alma.
Dvar Ba'alma? Where?
Somebody said last week that Rashi and Shita is that Mashma is Dvar Ba'alma, it's not completely the Seder Hashem.
I don't know. The Hischaivus is just Dvar Ba'alma. Hiskachli Ba'mana means it's Mischaiv to give the mana. That's Dibur Ba'alma. It's not a Shibud, not a real Shibud Agur because it wasn't Chal B'Kinyan. But the giving over of the mashkin, what does that mean? Giving over the mashkin means he's giving the mashkin that she should be able to hold on to it until he pays up the money. But she still is not kona the mashkin completely.
Isn't the ikar also part of the mashkin, the chol? He gives the example from Bav Mitzia. Bav Mitzia says, what's the reason?
Doesn't become a tadlan etzel bonov.
Right, but
the tadlan etzel bonov means the mashkin doesn't become a tadlan etzel bonov.
Right, so that you can collect the chol at the end of the day. If it goes back to them, then how you would collect the chol?
He's still chayev to pay the chov. You can if it's a milhu ba'al peh. I mean, if there are edim on the halvoah, then you can go to Bezdin and demand the chov. The purpose of the mashkin is that now you're guaranteed you'll be able to collect it because you have something of value. So you have something that can represent the chov, and you can collect through the mashkin. Chol, no. Why does Rashi? Okay, one more, Josh.
Didn't on Thursday say there's a case where a guy gives mashkon to someone, he says, keep the mashkon until I pay you back?
That's Tosfos, one case.
Yeah, and then we said,
but keep the mashkon until I pay you back doesn't mean that you're actually kona legami, even in that case.
But he can use it.
No way.
Didn't we say that he can use the mashkon?
I hope I never said that. He can't use the mashkon then. Oh yes, I see what you're saying. We then discussed as a machlokas achronim if that works for kiddushin. If that works for kiddushin. So we suggested, very good, Josh. So we suggested in one pshat, quote me. But we suggested in one pshat that maybe, and maybe hold you can use it. Whoa. Al tachseli hamashkin at she'etin lecha hamonim. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that in a normal case of mashkin, if you don't have the special statement, so then you can demand the mashkin back. Interesting. What do you think? Sounds like you can demand the mashkin back. Unless you say, Al tachzir li hamashkin at she'etin lecha hamonin. But normally you can demand it back. What's the value of the mashkin? What's the goal of the mashkin then? You're giving him a mashkin. So he thinks that you're guaranteeing the loan, but you're gonna pull a fast one on him. And you're gonna say, I want the mashkin back. Want the mashkin back. idea. Rabbi Tam seems to say there's such an idea. I don't know if the other Rishonim would actually agree with that. The idea of the Mashkin is that once you're given the Mashkin, I mean, the whole case that the Gemara in Bava Metzia is talking about is that if it's something he needs at night, then you have to give it back to him at night, and then he gives it back to you by day. I mean, if he doesn't want to give it back, you can't enter into his house. You have to get a Shliach Bezdin to come and enter into his house to take the Mashkin back. But it sounds like the Shliach Bezdin can take the Mashkin back. Right, if he agreed to give the Mashkin, it sounds like he could take the Mashkin back. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure. Getting back to Rashi. So Rashi assumes that you're Mekayish with the Chov, yeah? Why? So he suggested that he holds that since you only call the Mashkin but Miktsas, so that's not enough to be Mekayish and Isha with. So the question is, so what does Rashi need Bachov Kana Mashkin for? Gemara says, Kitchub Mashkin Lachem Mekudesh is because Bachov Kana Mashkin, so what do you need that for? Zok the Shar HaMelech was one of the Gedolei Achronim on the Rambam. Shar HaMelech wants to suggest that maybe Rashi holds the reason why you need the Mashkin here is not for the Ikka Kedusha. You need the Mashkin over here because without the Mashkin, how does the woman acquire the Chov? How can you acquire a Chov? A milva, a shtar chov, let's say. Let's say you have a shtar chov of a milva. How can you acquire such a thing? So we've mentioned a few times that, I think we have the Gemara in the second parak, right? That Chazal u'masakin b'ksiva u'mesira. Ksiva u'mesira. That to acquire a shtar chov, you have to write another shtar. You write another shtar saying that I'm being makne this shtar chov to Yanim, to a third party, and you have to give over the first shtar. So with ksiva and mesira, you can be makne the shtar chov. Right? Mechira starts, right? Shaila, if it's daraisa, the rabbanan, we discussed. Without ksiva or mesira, how can you be makne the shtar chov? How exactly do you do that? My mitshloshtan also would work, that's a kinyan the rabbanan too. That if the three people are there, the lova, the malva, and the third party, then you can be maknet b'may mitshloshtan. But it's not so simple to be maknet shtarchov. A milva, if it's not a shtarchov, that's even more difficult to be maknet. There's no ksivo mesira to talk about by a milva. It's a dovah sheino be'en. It's an abstract concept. Exactly how can you be maknet the milva? It's not so poshut. Very, very complicated. Maybe that's what Rashi has in mind, that the Mesiras HaMashkin is serving as the kinyan for the Chov. The way that the Chov is able to be transferred to the woman is through the giving over of the Mashkin. Because the Chov is represented by the Mashkin. It's not that the Mashkin is a kinyan Suda, don't get it wrong. It's not a kinyan Chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work to be Makne Milva, B'Pshuto. Chalipin is a kinyan Das, right? It's like Mili B'Mili. You can't be kone mili b'mili, the Gemara in Bava Basra says. The chalipin is a kinyan das, it's not a substantive kinyan, and the milva is also like a mili, it's also abstract. It can't be kone with chalipin. The mashkin is not chalipin, but because the balchov is kone mashkin, the balchov has a kinyan in the gufa mashkin to some extent. So you can transfer the chov by giving over the mashkin. That's the way that the woman can be kone the chov from the baal. And that's how the Kiddushin can be chal. Rashi really holds that you have to be Mekayish with the Chov, not with the Mashkin, because the Mashkin is not Konei Legamri. So she doesn't have, if the Baal doesn't have a Kinyan Gomer, then he can't really give that over to the woman. But by transferring the Mashkin to the woman, you're able to be Makna the Chov to the woman. That the Mashkin represents the Chov, and by representing the Chov, you're able to transfer that Chov to the woman. And that's how the Kiddushin is going to be chal. It's really chal through the chov. It's not chal through the mashkin. Because the mashkin itself is konei dafka b'miktsas to the bal chov. So that's not enough to give something to the woman. But it represents the chov. So therefore, it's a vehicle through which you can transfer the chov to the woman. And that's how you can be makadish the woman with the chov. And this could be what Rashi has in mind. Yes?
Rashi still holds that it's the chov that's being used to makadish the isha.
Correct. Because it's the zchus geviyah that you're giving over to the woman. The zchus geviyah, the ability to be gover that chov. It's an abstract concept, but you had a zchus geviyah, now you are machnes it lershusa, and you're motzi it from your rishus. So that's called giving kesef to the woman. It's giving shava kesef, so to speak, to the woman. Because now she has this chus via, she can collect the chov.
What's the halachic role of the mashkin?
The halachic role of the mashkin is to guarantee the chov. It represents the chov. And by transferring that mashkin, what you're doing is now you are transferring the chus via to the woman. You're transferring that chus via to the woman. It's almost like a way that you're being makna the chov to the woman. The chov is not b'shtar b'pshuto. It's just a milva baal peh. But you're able to transfer the chov to the woman by giving over the mashkin, because the mashkin is a representation of the chov. As we're going to get to that yisod a little bit later, in a different form. But that's basically the point, that the mashkin represents the chov. In the mashkin lick the chov. In the mashkin lies the chov. So, if the chov lies in the mashkin, by transferring the mashkin, you're really giving over the chov to the woman. Isaac.
Didn't we say in Rashi's understanding of
it doesn't create a hischaivus, but if you have a pre-existing hischaivus, then the mesiras hamashkin is significant. Look, the lashon of the Ravid was what? If you go back to the Ritva, the Ravid says that you can't have a shibud nechasim if there's no shibud aguf that preceded it. What are his two examples of a shibud aguf? Right? He said either if the shibud aguf was created by kinyan sudur, or if there was a halva. Right? Aren't those the two examples he gave? Ain mashkin chalam eshtavid ela kishkadim lo chiyuv hamamon shelova mimenu o shneschayev lo bekinyin karoy. So if there's a halva, if there's a real milveh to the shibud aguf, of course it's created. How is that created? Because there was a mesiras mos. He actually transferred money. So if there's a shibud aguf that's created, so then that can be transferred from person to person. So the baal can give that over to the woman. Yosef. We did say before, but how does that play out over here?
The Rashba says
that you need both.
The mashkin,
yeah.
Right. So he has to get right in, because it's mashkin back of a separate pole. So it's in his rishus now. He gives it from his rishus to her rishus.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that takes care of that problem. And for Rashi, he's saying you're using the pole because you shouldn't give it a chadash.
Yeah, but even according to Rashi, you are doing both by giving over the chov. You're being machnes l'shusa and you're being motzi from your rishus. You're really doing both. It's just you're not giving over the mashkin. I mean, you are giving over the mashkin, but you're being mekadesher with the chov. So with that zchus gevia, you actually are giving it over to her, and you're being motzi that zchus from your rishus. You no longer have the zchus gevia. So you're not beholden to say that Rashi felt compelled to have his shita, because the reality is, in this, if it's mashkin da'acherim, everyone agrees that you're doing both. That's the whole point. Milva da'acherim, everyone agrees, works for kiddushin. So you can't say that it's dafka because you're being machlis l'rshus, so that's sufficient, right? You got to really have both. Okay, what kind of mashkin are we talking about over here? Balchov kona mashkin. The Gemara says, kitchen mashkin da'acherim mekudeshes. Whether we're talking about Makayish Bechov or Makayish Bemashkin, it's because Bachov Kona Mashkin. So what's the case? What kind of a Mashkin is this? Was this a Mashkin that was given B'Shas Halva? Was it given B'Shas Piron? What's going on? What do you think? What do you think from the Gemara? Before you look at the Rishon. B'Shas Halva, B'Shas Piron. What do you think? Again, not when he's giving it to the woman. When the Mashkin was given from the third party to the Baal. The Baal lends money to Levi, right, to a third party, and Levi gives him a mashkin. When did he give him the mashkin? Was it b'shas halva or shalom b'shas halva?
And based on Rashi, you assume it's
b'shas halva. Shas halva, I mean, the Gemara doesn't specify shalom b'shas halva. Right, it sounds like even b'shas halva. And who's medayik like that? Did you notice? The Rashba. I started the piece of the Rashba in the middle. You see, if you have a COVID, you would have realized that it's down in the middle. Midakatani stam kitchi b'mashka mashma dafilu mishkan b'shas halva also mekadesh bo. Even b'shas halva, you can be mekadesh a woman with that mashka. What's the problem? When do we say b'chol kana mashka? Remember, Metzia sounds like b'chol kana mashka only if mishkan no shalom b'shas halva. If mishkan no b'shas hapiro, mishkan no b'shas hapiro. That's Tosis Kasha. Avagav the Rabbi Yitzchak Ari b'mashkin shelo b'shas halva also. The real din of Achav kana mashkin, it sounds like it's shelo b'shas halva. How does he know that? From the Gemara about Metzia. Did you get a chance to look at the Gemara about Metzia? The Gemara about Metzia pei aleph amibay is called Machlokas Tanoim about Malva la mashkin. Hamalvas chaver la mashkin v'omar v'ovad. Malbus Chaver Lamashkin Ve'ovan Hamashkin Yishava Vita Ma'osav Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva Omer Yocholom Elo Klum Hil Visani Ela Lamashkin Ovan Hamashkin Ovdu Ma'osech. Rabbi Eliezer says that Malva Lamashkin, if the Mashkin then is lost, Mashkin is lost, Yishava Vita Ma'osav, lost in the possession of the Malva. So the Malva just sweat Nebuch, unfortunately, it was lost, and he can collect his money. Rabbi Akiva says no. But the Lova can say, look, the Mashkin is the representation of the Chol. Klum Hilvisani Ela Al Hamashkin, Avad Hamashkin, Avdu Ma'osecha. Machlokas Tanoim, what happens if the Mashkin is Ovad? Can the Lova say that the Chol is Ovad? That's it. So the whole number of Pshotim in the Gemara, what's the Machlokas Tanoim? But on Pei Beis, it says, "V'kamifel yibid the Rabbi Yitzchak d'amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'nayin l'balchov shekona mashkin shneim l'chot yetzdaka." The Gemara suggests maybe they're arguing whether balchov kona mashkin. If you hold balchov kona mashkin, then the mashkin is the representation of the chov, and then if avdu hamashkin avdu hamos, if you don't say balchov kona mashkin, so then yishav avitol ma'osa. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, that's what the machlokas is about whether balchov kona mashkin v'tizbra ema da amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'mishkan shelo b'shas halva asa af mishkan b'shas halva asa mi amar balchov kona mashkin applies by mashkan b'shas halva. This is talking about a case hilveyu al hamashkin that he gave the mashkin at the time of the halva. Do we say balchov kona mashkin b'shas halva? It sounds like you don't. Rabbi Yitzchak is only talking mishkan shelo b'shas halva b'shas apiron. So in fact, ta'isvis." Our Gemara sounds like we're talking about a stam mashkin, it's b'shas halva. But if balchov kona mashkin is only by mishkin or shelo b'shas halva, so how does our Gemara apply balchov kona mashkin over here? That's not the case in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about stam mashkin, it's b'shas halva. Avagav de Rabbi Yitzchakari b'mishkin or shelo b'shas halva, so says Tosfos, Matsuna l'mei markev de balchov kona mashkin shelo b'shas halva, kinyin gomor, ad sheipode, don't get taken away by that kinyin gomor. Don't be carried away. Kinyan gomar ad shiipode. He has a kinyan till the pigeon hachov. B'shas halva nami olim shibudei l'chashev mamon l'karish bo ha'isha v'liknos bo avodim v'kakos. As Tosfos, the real din of balchov kona mashkin is mishkino shelo b'shas halva. Mishkino b'shas apiro. Kevin the balchov kona mashkin shelo b'shas halva. Olim shibudei lekarish bo isha v'liknas bo avadim v'karkaos im shas halva. Sisrei Torah. Balchov kona mashkin is really what? B'shas apiron. That's when the balchov really is kona demashkin. Olim shibudei even b'shas halva. Very difficult pshat and tosis. What kind of a concept is that? If the Gemara Bav Metzia says that Balchov Kona Mashkin is only Shelo B'Shas Halva, so how can Tosfos say that our Gemara applies it to Shas Halva as well? The Rambanim Bav Metzia in a Chanami says that that statement of the Gemara is just a Dichuya Ba'alma. It's not really true. We say Balchov Kona Mashkin by Mashkonis, whether it's Shelo B'Shas Halva, B'Shas Halva. That's just a Dichuya Ba'alma. Dichuya Ba'alma, Zok the Rambanim Bav Metzia. But Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Rov Rishon don't learn like that. Rov Rishon don't learn, no. Not a dichui be'alma, shelo b'shas halva. That's what we say b'chol kona mashkin. But says Tosfos, you can be mekadesh an isha even mashkin b'shas halva, because olim shibudei. Since shelo b'shas halva, he's kona kinyan b'miktzas, if you will, kinyan gomer ad sheipada b'shas halva. Also olim shibudei. In Tzorach Lefarish, he says b'perek hashaleh ba'hi d'amar amalva l'mashkin eino m'shamit u'mefarish osa mishim d'koning leke. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, Havi Shelo B'Shas Hava Oso, V'Hamalve Mashu B'Shas Hava Oso, K'de Mashu So Perek Ha'umnin, Elahachi Perusha Has, Hoso, Kevin, the Koni Le, Shelo B'Shas Hava Oso, Lagamri, Svaru Hudiknu B'Shas Hava Oso, Shelo Yishamim. chashu shalachicha biyadecha. Again, achamol, since b'shelo b'shas halva akani lei kid Rabbi Yitzchak, b'chov kana mashken, olim shibudei, that b'shas halva, it's also chashu shalachicha, it's chashu kegavi damli. If it's kegavi damli, it's not going to be mishamit. Kind of a strange notion is this. Because b'chov kana mashken, shelo b'shas halva, so even b'shas halva, it's also kani. But it's not kani. What's going on over here? What is Tosfos saying? So the stipler wants to suggest the following. Why is it that Shelo B'Shas Halva, Rav Yitzchak holds that Bachov Kona Mashkin? What kind of a strange notion is that? So he says the Shach in Choshe Mishpat in Simenayim Beis, in Sifkot and Teh says that Shelo B'Shas Halva, the Mashkin is very strong. Why? What's the purpose of a Mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva? What's the purpose of such a mashkin? B'shas piron. And b'shas alva, they didn't give a mashkin. And then comes the time of the piron. The lova can't pay up. So the malva says, well, it's not fair. Stam alva shloshim yom. Comes shloshim yom. The lova can't pay up. So the malva says, give me a mashkin. I want to make sure I'm going to get paid. So the lova says, give them the hell. I'll give you a mashkin. About that, we say, b'chov kona mashkin. Why? Why is it b'chov kona mashkin? What's the idea that b'chov kona mashkin? Why? Because it's omed le guvayna, right? The mashkin is a way that you can be go over the chov. It's a vehicle through which you can be go over the chov. So when do we really look at the mashkin as though it's omed le guvayna? The mashkin, we're expecting the mashkin to lead to gviya. When would we assume that the most? B'shas piron, right? The lova wasn't able to pay up the chov. The malva demands the mashkin from him. So the pshuta, we're looking at that mashkin representation of the chov. It's expected it's going to lead to guvayna. So if it's expected it's going to lead to guvayna, it haka makes sense. The b'chov kona mashkin, Dr. Bitzchak, b'chov kona mashkin, b'shas hapiro, b'shas alvo. Then it haka makes sense. So comes Tosis and says, if b'chov kona mashkin, b'shas hapiro, olim shibud even b'shas halvo. Why? I'm sorry. B'shas halva, you give a mashkin. B'shas halva, we're not necessarily expecting that the mashkin is going to lead to guvayna. But the reality is, maishna shas halva, mishalo b'shas halva. The reality is, if the lova doesn't pay up the chov, then the mashkin will lead to guvayna. So we might not be expecting that b'shas halva, the mashkin is going to lead to guvayna, but it can lead to guvayna. It can lead to gviya. We might not be expecting such a thing, but it can lead to gviya just as easily. Shlo b'shas halva, we're expecting that it's going to be leguvayna, because the lova can't pay up. You see, he can't pay up. So we're going to wait. We're going to be patient. The malva's a little patient. The malva could have gone to Bezin and said, "I'm sorry, I don't want to take a mashkin. I want you to pay me up." Because the malva's willing to be patient, but we're already expecting it could be that it's not going to work out in the end. The lova's not going to get any money. The mashkin is going to turn out to be the gvir. So in such a case, we say b'chov kona mashkin. Zok the stipler, even b'shas halva, the reality is the mashkin can lead to guvayna. So olim shibudei, even though you can't really say b'chov kona mashkin if you gave it b'shas halva, it doesn't sound like b'chov should be kona mashkin. Misvari wouldn't say it, because it's not only l'guvayna in exactly the same way. But olim shibudei, it's strong enough because it could lead to guvayna if the lova doesn't pay up. If bizman apiron, he doesn't pay up, so then it could lead to guvayna. So mali, if he's giving the mashkin bizman apiron, mali b'shas alva, the reality is it could lead to guvayna. So therefore it's olim shibudei enough that what? That we treat it as though koni b'miktsas. And if it's koni b'miktsas, then you can be makadosh and isha with that mashkin. That's pshat and tes. Koni b'stai. Okay, that really shelo b'shas halva is the only time that you should be able to say b'chov kona mashkin, because that's only l'guvayna mamish. It's zman apiron, so it makes sense that this is going to lead to gviya. B'shas halva, is the mashkin going to lead to gviya? We're not expecting it, but because there's the potential that it can lead to gviya, that's enough to say that olam shibuda, that you can be mekadesh and isha, that we also view it as though there's a mitzvah skin. Question, no.
If that svara is true, that it's possible that it can lead...
Potential.
To it, potentially, right? So then why isn't that true by every other case of mashkin?
What do you mean?
Meaning, why doesn't the case on Chayav and Aleph, which talks about just a normal mashkin, that can lead to
Gevia now.
Of course it can lead to Gevia.
So
but how do you be Mekadesh and Isha with the Mashkin that you're giving her now? Mana enka mashkin enka. Mana enka no, again, if it's mashkin da achayim, you're giving something up completely. If it's a new hischaivus that you're obligating yourself to the woman, but you're not giving her the money yet, and the mashkin we expect that you're going to be getting back, right? So it's not enough to say that you're giving her something new.
Why is
the saying the fact that there's the potential
different in those two cases? If the svar is true, that it can potentially lead to gevia, then that should hold true in the case of a regular mashkin. I don't see why we would say otherwise.
The expectation that you're going to be giving it, you're going to be getting it back. Again, if it's a mashkin da'acherim, then you're giving her something. You're giving her the mashkin. Okay? According to Rashi, I don't think you have a kasha, right? Because according to Rashi, since you're being mekadesh with the chov, that's what there's chuskaviyah. Saying according to the Rashba and the Rambam, you're being mekadesh with the mashkin. So what? The potential to lead to gaviyah, that's enough to say that it's also considered like it's konib mikzas even now. It's konib mikzas even now. No, because in the case of Chesamad Aleph, what are you really Mekadesh with? He's being Mekadesh with the money. He says, Iskachili the money. He's leaving the Mashkin as a guarantee to the money. If he were to say, I'm being Mekadesh with the Mashkin in a Hanami, maybe that taka would work. The case on Dav Ches is he says, Iskachili the money. He's being Mekadesh with the money. And that he's not giving. But he's giving the Mashkin. No, but the Mashkin, we're expecting to come back. So because we're expecting the mashkin to come back, that's not enough to say that it represents the mana, that we look at it as though he gave the mana. He's really mekadesh with the mana. It's just you would think that since he's giving the mashkin represents the mana, so it's like he gave the mana. But it can't represent the mana if we're expecting the mashkin to come back.
Why are we expecting the mashkin to come back? This type just says that the mashkin could lead to gria.
If you want to be mekadesh with the mashkin, then that's significant. But if you're not being mekadesh with the mashkin, the fact that you're giving a mashkin now, that doesn't mean that the money came to her. He's trying to be mekadesh with the money.
But I feel like in both instances, he's not being mekadesh at that moment. Meaning it can only be at the shad gevia, right, that he's being mekadesh right now.
No, absolutely not. He's being mekadesh on the fres. He's being mekadesh with the money itself. The difference between the two cases is that in the case where it doesn't work, he's mekadesh with the money. The case where it works, he's mekadesh with the mashkin d'acher, according to the Rashba and the Rambam. So even though you have the same expectation that b'shas halva, the mashkin can lead to gvia later, but the fact is, if you're mekadesh with the money, and money ain't kan, so it's not going to help you. If you're mekadesh with mashkin d'acherim, the fact that the mashkin could lead to gvia, that means that it's koni b'miktas enough that I am giving her something with the mashkin. But if I want to be mekadesh with the money, and I haven't given her the money, I've just been meschayiv her the money, then I really haven't given her anything yet. The mashkin? No, but the mashkin might not necessarily lead to gvia. She's not koni the mashkin now, right? There's just the expectation that it's going to lead to gvia, or there's the possibility, not the expectation, there's the possibility, there's the potential that it's going to lead to gvia. That's not enough to say that my giving her the mashkin is like I gave her the money. My giving her the mashkin is not that I gave her the money, I gave her a mashkin. But I want to be mekadesh with the money. So since money ain't come, the kiddushin is not going to be chal.
It's only a potential that the money is going to be there, in the case of the mashkin.
Again, the Chesam and Aleph, he says, Iskachli b'mon. On Chesam and Beis, he's Mekadosh with the Mashkin
v'Acherim. Right, but the Mashkin
can only work if the mana is there. Zok Tosfos, if Shalom Shasalva, it's Kani Leke the Rabbi Tzchak, then Olam Shibude, the Shasalva as well, that it's Kani B'miktas. If you mean Mekadosh with the Mashkin, so then it's going to work. On Chesam and Aleph, he's not being Mekadosh with the Mashkin, he's Mekadosh with the mana. Just the question is, if he's giving the mashkin, does the mashkin somehow represent the money that we say, even though he's not giving the money, but he's giving the mashkin, so he's giving her something? That's the only question. Okay, that's the chiddush between the two cases. Okay, we'll stop here.